escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Welcome back. We're live at Jake's in Sachse, Best Burgers in DFW, and the venue for tonight's Fan Phenom. Your next chance to try out and be a fan host, just like Blake Elliott, Josh Dak, Sterling. And I think that's it. Anybody else? We got three fan
Kevin
phenom.
Gray.
Kevin Gray. Oh, no, yeah. It was KG runner-up. I don't know. KG might have won it. But we do it every year or two, and it's your time tonight, 7 o'clock, to try to make it happen and chat sports with Eric Chiafalo. I mean, at the very least, you got to do that, right?
Absolutely.
That sounds like a fun time. So
yeah,
come
Chief,
on by.
Chief will tee you up.
That fun is going to get started at 7 o'clock, so you do have time to get here. Segment of the Nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It was an eventful Cowboys practice today with a number of injuries. We'll talk about that a little bit here with you. Segment's also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And update on Jake Ferguson, who left today's practice after taking a shot to his back.
Yeah, I asked some people with no, and they said he is getting x-rays as we speak on his back. So we'll see what happens. Let's hope it's not that situation we were talking about with Romo and with the transverse
process. Yeah, the broken transverse process.
And all that stuff.
Broken bone in the back is what those guys had. And it seemed like you could be out a month or two depending on how extreme it was.
But, yeah.
But, I mean, that's a little bit premature.
Yeah,
hopefully
that
it's
is,
just a bruise.
No, very much so. But, yeah, x-rays being done on him currently. And then I asked, too, about Blue, and I said it's a sprained ankle. And the answer was yes and not bad. Was that a reply to that?
How do you look at Jake Ferguson, crash dummy, in the words injury prone?
I think the way his style of the way he plays leads to the possibility of injuries.
Yeah.
I think that's just the way. He is not a get down guy. He is not a catch and get down guy. He is a catch, spin, stiff arm, jump, whatever he has to do. And he takes some shots.
And it's his willingness to, over the middle of the field.
Exposes his back and all that.
He makes tough grabs where he's getting smacked. It's down the seam. Yeah. Dak threads the needle, and he's there, and Dak knows that he's willing to take a shot. And so I think when it comes to a guy like Jake Ferguson, it's one of the things you sort of have to live with a little bit. Because
that's how he plays.
That's how he plays. And you love that. That's part of the reason why they wanted to get a deal done with him to keep him here. Because he plays with an edge and a violence and a tenacity that – this team lacks a little bit.
Yeah.
So it kind of comes with the territory of playing that way.
He's one of their toughest players. He really is.
Yeah.
I mean, Kittle kind of plays like that, obviously at a much higher level, but Kittle deals with injuries.
Yeah, when you're one of these receivers and you believe in run after catch, and those guys do. Most of the good ones, I mean, the guy at the Raiders is one of the best I've seen when it comes to run after catch. Even last year,
Bowers
with his rookie year, but what he did at Georgia was incredible. And Kyle Pitts, I think Brock Bowers is what we thought Kyle Pitts was going to be, when you broke him down. But the way that Bowers, these guys, and Kelsey, this run after catch is big for these tight ends. So athletic.
What kind of vibes do you get off of youth sports? We got this story that hit USA Today. I've been hearing about this behind the scenes for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
and it's about the Dallas Stars basically putting the youth hockey world in an absolute vice grip here in North Texas, and maybe abusing their power. You know, maybe they didn't intend to, but they've effectively become quite a monopoly with lots and lots of power and control. You know, I've been deeply involved in youth soccer for a number of years now, and I think it's just like any other business where they're trying to maximize and optimize their revenue and their profit at every turn. And sometimes it's like, okay, this is a $200 uniform and we're paying $700 for it, right? There's an extreme markup on everywhere. You're going out of town. Here's the team hotel. They're making a cut on the team hotel. That's every step of the way, right? It is a filter to put your money in their pockets. And, you know, in soccer, the leagues and the clubs, I would say they have conspired to, you know, and again, this is capitalism. It's America, right? They have conspired to make ways that we're going to make a deal with you. All the best players are going to come to this league if our plan works, and then we're going to have the college recruiters come look, right, at the players here. So in the parents' and players' mind, if you want to reach the top, you really got to be in this league. You know what I'm saying? And I think as, you know, sports parents, you just evaluate that. You make a decision. Are we okay with spending, you know, high four or maybe low five figures of money to give our kid the best chance of optimizing their potential in this sport?
Because, per year?
Yes. Because iron sharpens iron, right? And you could have the best coaching, but if you're putting your kid out there against crap competition, then they're probably not going to make the adjustments to be ready to play at a high level at 17, 18 years old.
My ex and I made the decision we were going to spend the money on school before we were going to spend it on sports.
That was a very smart decision.
Yeah. And Bennett, and I'm not saying this in a bragging way or anything like that, but the private school, we just went that route. We felt that was the best thing for him. Bennett never got to play club soccer, club football, club baseball. He just played whatever, like 8th grade, 9th grade, you know, all through Greenhill. That was it. And then if we had chamber ball or whatever, that baseball he played. But he never really wanted to play the club sport. And, you know, and I can understand why people get into it and want to. I think, man, it is a huge – there could be some great benefits from it, but the strain that it puts on the parents and puts on the kid too.
Yeah.
You know, the pressure that they have to deal with. So
the pressure's going to be huge at the top, no matter how you
mind. I'm not going to tell somebody how to parent, but no. I know.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Kathy and I, we just made the decision, like, listen, you know, let's make sure the educational part of it's paid for. If that's what we're going to pay for, let's pay for that. And the club, so if he wants to play, great, we'll figure out a way. But I tell you what, it is a lot of pressure on those parents and a lot of pressure on the kids.
Spittle had this reporter on from the USA Today, Kenny Jacoby, USA Today. That's the article that I'm working off. The headline, How the Dallas Stars Monopolized Texas Youth Hockey by USA Today. So I wanted an intro to the segment just talking about youth sports in general, because I don't think the Dallas Stars invented any business plan here. They just got lucky that nobody else really had a foundation in Texas that they had to compete against in baseball, volleyball, soccer, all the other major sports. There is a ton of clubs out there, and they're all fighting over resources, but it's decentralized enough in a way that it makes it competitive, and there are enough teams out there that you could play cheaper, or some that are even, you know, allowing you to play for free, although you won't be able to get into the top leagues if you do that. But the Stars control 8 of the 11 full-sized ice rinks in North Texas.
There we go.
Nearly all youth hockey in the region must go through them, giving them outsized influence over leagues, coaches, and player development. They've taken over youth hockey operations. After a Frisco club fired two poorly reviewed coaches, the Stars retaliated by taking over all high school hockey operations. They had the power to do this somehow. Teams lost autonomy. Stars now hire all coaches, set schedules, collect fees, and decide who plays and where. And the reason this is, you know, hitting the public now is because parents are starting to complain as the reports of paying tens of thousands of dollars per year for youth hockey despite reduced ice time and fewer games. So in the last couple of years, they've consolidated their power and said, okay, we're going to profit more. We'll make you pay more. We'll give you less ice time. Ice rental fees have risen 33% in the 6 years that we're talking about this really, you know, coming into to full view for them.
I saw this coming in 1999.
Really?
Seriously. And I saw it because I used to work, you know, at Valley Ranch, and the Stars had their complex there right around the corner from us.
Yeah.
And what they did was there was very few hockey facilities for kids to play at. That was the first one that they had over there in Valley Ranch. And they, the Stars, you know, they said, hey, come learn how to skate. Learn how to do this for free. Learn how to do this, you know. And the more facilities and stuff that they built, I was thinking like, okay, nobody else is building a hockey facility. Like, we could build soccer fields. You know, we could have fields all over the Metroplex and play soccer or field hockey, whatever you want to play, football, whatever you want to play. Hockey arenas are a different animal.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, ice
scarce.
Time. It scares.
Yeah.
And the Stars were, nobody would compete with the Stars to build hockey facilities here. You know, it was the Stars. Oh, it was the Stars Center here and the Stars Center there and the Stars.
And they convinced seven cities to build those with tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer money.
And the first time I went to Coppell, played Jesuit, Dallas Jesuit in hockey over at the Stars Center there at Valley Ranch, and it was full.
Yeah.
Like they, and this was the kind of when the Stars were really, they were really, you know, they were cranking it up, that the playoff runs, the Stanley Cup runs and all that stuff. That's when hockey became huge. But, man, it is an expensive sport.
It is very expensive.
Equipment is not cheap.
I want to salute the Stars business people for having this plan and this vision to tie everything together. You know, that's why there's monopoly laws in place, because the best businesses will ultimately dominate their competition and crush them.
Nobody competed with these guys when it came to that. Nobody built facilities. Nobody built arenas. You know, we were like, oh, hockey, okay. It's like, a, you know, football, soccer, everything. We're building all these things. Not hockey arenas. And the Stars are like, okay, we'll build hockey arenas, but we'll get the cities to build them for us, you know, and have them pay that way.
Fascinating story. I mean, I think most everybody, like, reading through this article, I'm like, well, that's just what we do in soccer. Like, a lot of these things are just what go on. I think maybe it's the lack of competition that's made this such a big story. And then the boiling point is a number of players that didn't get a certain amount of ice time that was promised to them contractually, they complained, and they only got like a $300 rebate at the end of the year when their kid wasn't able to be on the ice at all. I mean, I thought that'd be a you know, an easy thing, but apparently they feel like they're owed thousands and thousands of dollars more, and maybe the all-encompassing power. Like, just a couple of years ago, they shut down. They basically took over. I don't know how they had the power to do this, but they took over 12 different high school hockey clubs.
Sure.
And everything to do with their administration, like who they can hire. You know, they can't even schedule ice time for themselves anymore. And they managed to get that level of control by having an overweighted place in the regional governing body. Okay. So basically they took over the local governing body. It's all Stars interests.
You cannot pull the wool over our eyes about football in this state, but you could pull the wool over our eyes about hockey.
No doubt.
You can.
Yeah.
When you say hockey, we think playoffs. We think Stars. And I know there's a lot of great Stars fans out there, and they're involved. But in real time, you cannot pull the wool over our eyes on football. No, you're not doing that. Hockey, we have no effing clue what you're talking about when it comes to the club teams and the sports and what it takes.
Yeah.
You know? They don't get away with this in St. Paul, Minnesota.
No.
Or they don't get away with this up in Boston, Massachusetts.
No.
No.
Because there's a lot of hockey culture people around that know the sport
and can teach the sport.
Frozen lakes.
Yeah,
if you're a parent, you want the best, you got to trust the Stars to take your kid. And, you know,
but we've seen here where, like, players do get drafted from this area and play in the NHL, which is great. One out of whatever. But usually it's from some guy from Sault Ste. Marie or one of these other places up north that are getting drafted. We're trying. We're doing our best. Florida's won Stanley Cups down there. Hockey fans down there. But you cannot pull the wool. Hockey here, pull the wool over my eyes because I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Man, that was a great point. And as a final point, I would just like to say that this story did make me wonder how the heck those hockey-playing grandsons, Landon and Maxson, are doing for Kenny.
It'd be
great, great week to hear from Kenny.
No question, because he would be here tonight, doing the fan phenom.
He would try.
Giving takes.
He was a dedicated, every one of them. He'd show up
every one of them.
Yep.
How many, what percentage of Cowboys fans would you say are nervous about the upcoming season? We'll answer that and do more here. It's the G-Bag Nation live at Jake's in Sachse, where that fan phenom is going to go down here coming up at 7 o'clock, and we're back in the Nation.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.